they're like, oh, nice Swiss name. Mm,
that's
cool.
Right,
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A tsunami warning for Japan, Hawaii, and the California coastline downgraded after one of the largest earthquakes on record hit Far East Russia. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is in Malibu.
Given all of that power, it's incredible there wasn't more damage caused and that the waves that were projected never arrived in their entirety.
The economy rebounded in the second quarter, growing at an annual rate of 3%. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
This most recent quarter, we saw a plunge in imports. And so that's really helping boost that overall headline number with a significant amount of growth there.
President Trump says he will not extend Friday's tariff deadline. Ozzy Osbourne's wife and four of his children turned out as fans cheered a hearse carrying the Black Sabbath frontman's coffin through the streets of his hometown of Birmingham, England.
I'm just really pleased to be here, and I think it's important for the city and just to show respect and, you know, just be here for Ozzy and the family.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlow. Nearly 70 active large-scale wildfires are burning over a million acres in the U.S. alone. And much of this wildfire activity is happening in the Pacific Northwest as well as Canada. And most of the recent ones are caused by dry lightning strikes that happened in dense, wooded areas with remote access.
This is really no different than any other year, other than the fact that it is a little bit earlier.
That's Catherine Coele, a Wisconsin DNR wildfire prevention specialist. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the fire control program staff from the state have been mobilized across the western U.S. and even into Canada to help combat the blazes.
Once you get notice of a resource order, you can be mobilized within 24 hours.
Both personnel and engines from Wisconsin have been moved to over 65 out-of-state fire assignments so far this year. But how can we afford to send resources when we have our own problems here?
You know, these experiences, they bring that back to Wisconsin. It's a way for us to improve our program here. They share those experiences. Hey, you know, we did this thing out in Oregon and it was really cool and there was a neat way to fight this fire, and it's those strategies are brought back to Wisconsin. So we learn and grow from those experiences when we bring those resources back.
Since we've had recent widespread rain and green vegetation across the state, wildfire activity here has subsided with a minimal fire risk in Wisconsin. Now this has allowed the DNR to shift focus and help support national wildfire efforts. Right now, 20 different DNR staff have been moved to 12 different states, with three wildland fire engines currently stationed in Oregon. There are also six DNR staff in northern Manitoba and another DNR engine responding to fires in California. Wisconsin firefighters and engines are slated to be on assignment for about 2 weeks or until the fire severity subsides. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlow.
Mostly cloudy with some smoky haze and a sprinkle or even a thundershower possible today. Our high in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight we'll drop down into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Take it, Marvin. Your host, James, joined by Melissa.
Hello.
Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Whole another hour to hang out and have some fun and get into some weird topics. We will get into a little bit later.
So we haven't had weird enough ones already today.
No, yeah. Wait, that's what we do around here.
Bring on the weird.
Yes. Oh, that's a tagline right there. We got a new Gen Z phone habit that might make your life a little bit better. We'll get into that in a little bit. A new AI device that turns your dreams into videos. I want to touch about
that. Oh, please,
one
too. No. No, no, no.
Yeah, it sounds a little bit like a horror movie to me.
Yeah.
Sounds extremely boring to me, yeah, but okay.
No, yes.
We don't have my dreams.
We will get into all of that, and I also want to take some time to talk about August and the big August we have in front of us here as stations with us and WIRI and everything. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about some of those events. But talk about a big event that happened over the weekend, the Happy Gilmore 2 release on Netflix.
All right.
The Happy Gilmore 2 just set a new record for Netflix. It had the biggest U.S. opening weekend ever for a Netflix original movie. It got 46.7 million views over 3 days.
Not bad.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
If you're wondering how it's being received by fans, it's currently has a 70% rating on Rotten Tomatoes and 61% with critics. The success also boosted numbers for the original Happy Gilmore, which made it to number 3 on Netflix's global top 10.
Of course it did. Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah, that is really cool.
So I finally saw it the other day, and I'd been waiting to see it and finally got to see it. And I wanted to talk to people that grew up with the movie, I went to high school with, and that also know it. And I just reached out to a couple of friends of mine. And I did talk to some others about it, too. And I want to credit my friend Marissa about something she said that I thought was really noteworthy about it. That I never thought about this with movies and sequel. Obviously, it's been like 20 years since the original and everything. Well, you know how I feel about spoilers, everybody. I'm not going to spoil anything. But I do think one thing that would have... I understand why they didn't do this. But one thing I think would have been helpful is reminding the audience it's been 20, 30 years.
Yeah. Mm.
And this, to me... is a little bit more of a serious, a little bit more of a darker almost, a dark comedy almost, a version of Happy Gilmore. It's not, Adam can't be that guy anymore. I don't know if he can. I don't know if it would work in today's day and age. I don't know that comedy would work in this day and age. And she had the note of, well, maybe that's the way they should do sequels. They should wait 10 years or something like that in between them and everything. And give these characters, give these actors, give these writers a chance to really hone in because I loved it. I loved it. I thought it was excellent. I thought it was perfect for the times. I thought it actually showed a lot of the growth of a human being and how they can grow as a person and all that. It was hilarious. There was a ton of funniness to it. Mm-hmm. There was also some really heartfelt moments to it and everything. Mm-hmm. There were some moments that I thought, oh, I want to watch this with my kids. There were some great moments there with that.
Cool.
And I thought that was a really good note. I never thought of that before. Mm-hmm. We're so, the money-making machine that is the entertainment industry is so anxious to, oh God, we can't let audiences, we got to hit on this now. Oh,
mustn't forget about it.
We got to make 20 avatars. We can't make just one. We got to make 18 Smurf movies. Avatar, whatever they want to call it. It's Smurfs to me. That's all Avatar is grown. All Avatar is grown-up Smurfs.
Grown-up Smurfs.
That's all it is. How much better would these movies be if creatives were in control, if artists were in control and they were like, you know what?
Right.
We'll get our money. Mm-hmm. We'll get our money. It'll come. Let's go ahead and give this some time to breathe. Let's flesh out a good story instead of just being so quick to throw it out there. Just real quick. Everybody knows how many sequels and there have been in history and all that. There's been a billion of them. Off the top of my head, I can think of 3 or 4 that were good trilogies. And even in those, one of them was,
kind of a stinker, yeah. Right? Not just as great as the others.
I would say that the Dark Knight series is one of my all-time favorites. That one even had one that was a little iffy. The Matrix series. I love the Matrix series. A little iffy there at times. But if they had taken time to really flesh those out and really given a couple of years in between, even 4 or 5 years in between, maybe they come up with a better story. Maybe they really hammered this out and like, you know what? Now we're ready. Mm-hmm. Tom Cruise bet on himself with the Top Gun movie. And not only waiting to release it and waiting to come up with a really good story, but waiting until they could be released in theaters. And look at how they were rewarded for that. Mm-hmm. And I don't like to give that man too much credit here or anything, but it is noteworthy. It really is. And I got to stop saying noteworthy. It is really...
word today.
It shows better work.
It's worthy of note.
Turned around a little bit.
There we go. I think that it's something to think about.
It's interesting, too, to me. One of my favorite series is Back to the Future. Mm-hmm. And I always thought that the second one was kind of meh. Mm-hmm. But if you look at it now, like it actually has a lot more relevance in a way.
Right, right.
Now, that one, it's a great one to bring up, because that would be in my top ones of my favorites of all time, and mm-hmm. ones that I think were great. I think they did a good job with those. Part of what I thought worked for them was that they filmed the second and third one back to back.
They did.
That they kept everybody under contract, and they just basically, we're going to bunker down and film these and get these
done. Well, because if you are going to do them, you should do them quickly in a sequence, but you need to have almost the whole storyline before you start.
Yes. Yes.
And that's not something like... Fast and Furious enters the conversation.
Right.
I mean, yeah. you know, like they've made, and I can't really knock them because I haven't seen them all. I watched maybe the first two or three. Right. And how many are there now? Nine.
They're going
ten.
Yeah, there's 11. I think 10 or 11. Yes.
Hey, come on.
Yeah, yeah. And as somebody who has watched every one of them, yeah, that story is not, I don't even know if they fleshed out one to two, let alone, you know, when Tyrese is going to the moon in a car. In a car they made. Like, that's you know, the thing that happened.
The only thing that really, really worked with it. And, well, but these were based on books. Weren't the James Bond movies all based on books?
Yeah.
The original series were. They were, so they... They did not hew very closely to the stories, though, because the books, if you read them, are much darker than the movies were. The movies were more kind of flashy things,
flashy,
you know, like in the stunts, you know, and the action.
I think that worked for the time period, though,
yeah, right.
of what movies were in that time period.
Yeah, exactly.
They actually probably were a little darker right. than most of the movies in that time period. Mm-hmm.
And I think of the ones that make sense to me about, like, you know, doing it all at once. The Lord of the Rings made a lot of sense to do all the movies at the same time, because you have the story, right?
Right.
You know how it ends, everything, you know, yep. just working on all the stuff in between kind of thing. And so that one makes sense, but... I don't know. Maybe there is something to that. You know, it's funny. It's interesting, James. You mentioned about, you know, creatives being in control. I just thought of something that just kind of really took me aback a little bit. It's like, wait a minute. You know, so say a project goes bad, you know, and then everyone starts pointing at everyone else. Right. It's like, oh, that's because the studio, you know, came in here and ruined everything. And they're like, no, they didn't do what we told them. It would have been better if they hadn't have done that. If creatives are in control, they have to take complete responsibility for it.
Yeah.
So if it's a real dog, you know who to blame.
Yeah.
Right.
I would like
so
that.
You have to do it both ways. The credit for when it's good. And if it's not good, well, guess what? It was you. It was all your vision. So,
I like that.
Yeah. Makes more sense to me.
Well, and I think that the idea, because it's the gap between, we talk about this with sports all the time. I it's a subject I will not let go of because I want us to have our eye on the ball when it comes to this. The difference between ownership and players and fans and what owners want and what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Owners want to finish in the black. Are there owners out there that want to win a championship? I'm sure there are.
Yep.
But the majority of them are more interested in finishing in the black.
Right.
They're more interested in their business being yes. profitable. Players and fans are much more interested in winning championships. Those two worlds do not mix. They are not fitting. You have in the entertainment industry since the dawn of film, you have the producers who have the money. They have the power to be able to put these things out there in the creative world. The producers are worried about making money. Mm-hmm. The creative world wants to create art. These two worlds do not mix. It's a subject that I think we need to keep yep. much more of an eye on going forward.
Sometimes it works accidentally, but like you said, that's just happens occasionally.
It's a fluke.
It is.
If you see it, love to know what you think. Everybody, reach out to me. I'm curious, and I don't want to undersell the funny in the movie. It's hilarious. It is a very very. It's an Adam Sandler movie. It's hilarious.
No, there you go.
I really enjoyed it. I liked it. Love to know what anybody else thinks out there. We're talking old school video games now. Given all the time Mario has risked saving his life to save Princess Peach, you'd think that there might be more to their relationship, but no. It turns out no. According to a recent update on the Nintendo Today app. Quote, Princess Peach and Mario are good friends and help each other out whenever they can. Not even, that's just where it ends, right there.
Yep.
There's no word why Nintendo is making this announcement now, given that they presented Mario and Peach as a couple in the past. Or have they?
Have they?
I played all of those games multiple times.
Right.
We're talking Super Mario, Mario Brothers 2, Mario Brothers 3, you know, all of the above and everything. I played Donkey Kong back in the day. I know Mario way back. I see Mario at the Italian meetings. I need to ask him about this. So there's another subject, a storyline that I love, and I've loved it for my whole life, and I see so little of it represented, especially in TV. But every once in a while, you know, it's even rare in movies and everything. For every billions of rom-coms and will-they-won't-they storylines, I love when you see every once in a while a man and a woman, and they're just friends.
Yeah.
That's it. No yeah. will they, won't they, or any of that stuff.
Why does the princess have to be with the hero?
Right.
This is a subject I love so much that it is a part of the blueprint of the morning show. It is something that I talked a lot about with Melissa about in your first interview. It's something that is important to me. I don't have anything against those morning shows out there for many, many years where it's a couple and they're doing their bits and, oh, Harold forgot to take out the garbage and everybody laughs and all that stuff and everything. But there's plenty of that. We do not have hardly any representation in pop culture of man, woman, just friends. Mm. No will they, won't they, or any of that stuff. And the less we have of that, the more likely we are to have of it in society. I have had plenty of women as friends. And trust me, they had no interest in me. I'm just trying to make a joke. But it's something that it was right. just not there. And even when it did come up in some circumstances, we found out very quickly, no, we're just friends. It can happen. It's a thing. It's weird that we don't cover that subject at all. And then we wonder why men and women have difficulties at times coordinating, communicating, or any of that stuff.
Yeah. And also have difficulties with... jealousy of women. I'm hesitant to be friends with men because of having been burned in the past by other jealous women. It's like, no, I have zero interest in him that way, but all right. Like, if you want to be mad at me, I'll go.
I like that this is an example. That this could be an example of that, especially to young kids that are playing these games, and they're like, okay, they're just friends, like that going forward. And I will say, from what I know a little bit of relationships from younger people when they talk about them in improv classes, this is all I know. they get this. That's a lot of how they're approaching these things.
Well, the other thing, too, is that the partnering in society is such a big pressure. Even, you know, like it happened to me as a kid, but it's also happened to my nieces this weekend at the family campo. Mm-hmm. My oldest niece, the first thing she's like, yep, first question, do you got a boyfriend?
Yeah.
It's like, why is that such a push on our young? I mean, she's 13.
Yeah, seriously.
I experienced that at every family get together.
Yeah.
So
who are you with?
Yep.
Myself.
When you
I'm having a good time.
Am I not sufficient?
When are you going to be like your brother? I get that. Oh. I get that. It's something. You're right about it. You're right.
Society isn't built for single people. Let's be real. It's more expensive to be single than it is to be in a partnership.
Right.
And that's
with or without children.
Mm-hmm. It's also, I have to say, as much as I played these games, I never thought about their dynamic.
No.
I don't think I ever really...
No, either. I thought more about their costumes.
Yeah.
Like, which one do I want to be? This time I want to be the pretty pink dress.
We need to address the elephant in the room here, and that is not Mario and Princess Peach's relationship, but what is Bowser's deal with Peach? They even, like, specifically, it's in the movie. Like, he's trying to marry her.
Oh, is that what's happening?
Yes. Yeah. Why?
I didn't.
That's weird.
I mean, you know,
he's a giant turtle dragon thing.
Yeah. I don't understand what him and what he would have to do with it. You would think he'd want another turtle dragon. You know, I mean, that's you would think.
It's very strange. Very weird
opposites
thing.
Opposites attract.
It's true. That's true.
Although I'm not
different gonna... species, though. It's a little where I draw the line.
I mean, they're all animated characters, though. Let's also keep that in mind.
Might have put a little too much
on the other side. We got Jack Black's Peach song out of it, which is hilarious. So we got to go with that. So
I have always been more concerned with the security in Princess Peach's palace. I don't know what's going on
there. Yeah, those toads are just falling down on the job, man. You know,
maybe it's time to like up the game a little bit, spend a little bit more on security. Because you got a big turtle dragon that just walks in and takes you anytime.
Just walks in, floats in, and takes stuff, man.
That's not cool.
I guess I need to watch this movie.
Yeah, it's an airship he's in. Yeah,
and when you build your whole like world with things that can be broken by the top of your head just smashing into them, that's not good either.
Seriously,
but sometimes coins come out.
That's true. That's a hard way to make money, man.
Ask Mario about that one.
We will take a time out. We're going to come back, talk about some local theater and some local events happening here at the studios.
Peaches, 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 peaches.
All coming up on Morning Show at WFHR.
It's time for the Summertime Quiz. Today's contestant is from just south of the Cheese Factory, off the trail near the tavern. Here's Stu Sample. Stu, are you ready?
You betcha.
This object can be found throughout central Wisconsin all summer long. It's private. You can use it for one or two things, and it's a great place to think or read. Name this summer object.
It's one of them porta potties from Crockett Septic.
That's right, Stu. You win. Now, go cop a comfortable squat. For a clean, reliable, affordable porta potty this summer, give Crockett Septic a call. 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks, septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you, too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter. Experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
An air quality alert for areas of wildfire smoke today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies and chances for showers and thunderstorms. Comfortable, refreshing highs in the mid-70s. The chances for rain wind down tonight, giving way to a bright but hazy day tomorrow with highs comfortable in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks for hanging out with us. We hope you're having a fantastic Wednesday out there. Happy hump day, everybody. Woo!
See the gravel and a one-eyed dog. Yonder come our kinfolk in the moonlight. Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw. Hey, would it ever be enough to make you wanna come back home and stay?
A little deeper in love. Baby, let's
that bag of pigskin you bought at the Exxon station the last time we stopped. And you can kick back, baby, and dance in your socks on the windshield to some radio rockin' wheel. Whoa, with it, won't think about it too much. Baby, let's just go with it. Get out of this ordinary everyday. Baby, we'll roll with it. Won't think about it too much. Sometimes you gotta go with it. Get out of this ordinary everyday rut. It won't be no thing if it starts to rain and we have to wait it out in the truck. Might wind up a little deeper in love. Baby, let's roll with it. Baby, let's roll with it. Baby, we'll roll with it. Baby, we'll roll with it.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
I was out taking shots. Three sheets, just me and the guys. Every single Saturday night I was killing time, crushing cans, trying not to catch a tan, cause I was under them neon lights. Every single Saturday night, yeah, everybody knew they could find me there. Shook me all night long and I thought, man, what a beautiful sight. Ain't no morning you don't wake up in my shirt now. Even holding hands walking out of church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. Yeah. My last single Saturday night. And now when I'm out having a drink or two, if they see me, well, they see you. Cause girl, I got you by my side every single Saturday night, yeah. Every now and then the boys tell me they miss me. Oh, but they all get it cause they were right there with me. Yeah, with me. When sitting over in the corner, baby, I saw pretty red lips working on a white claw. Shaking to a little, shook me all night long. And I thought, man, what a beautiful sight. Ain't no morning you don't wake up in my shirt now. Even holding hands, walking out of church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. The last time that I thought I drank for a girl I'd never met before. I wasn't looking for love when I walked through the door. But damn if I didn't find what I wouldn't even. Sitting over in the corner, baby, I saw pretty red lips working on a white claw. Shaking to a little, shook me all night long. And I thought, damn, what a beautiful sight. In the morning, you don't wake up in my shirt now. Look at us even picking out of church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. Yeah. My last single Saturday night.
Swindell, on 105.5 WIRI. Don't forget, everyone, every single Friday we have special programming here for you because, well, it's Friday and why not? First one's at 10 o'clock every morning during this very show, The Second Cup, where I play for you the top five songs from this week in history, and I pick a year. The year this week, 1982, is where we're going back to. I'm going to play those top five songs for you at 10 o'clock, like I do every Friday. And then later on in the day, during the midday program with Katie Cruz, it is the New Country Top 3. Every week, Katie scours all the new country songs that are coming out. She picks her top three, and she plays them all for you every single hour during her shift from 12 to 4. Make sure you tune in for both of those, everyone, every single Friday, right here on your home for country favorites and classics. Luke Combs on the way right now. Leanne Rimes, one-way ticket, 105.5.
Speaker to play WIRI.
Sunday morning, man, she woke up fighting mad. Bitching and moaning on and on about the time I had. And by Tuesday, you could say that girl was good as gone. All alone.
65. Then I want $100 on a scratch-off ticket, bought 2 12-packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all but she was wrong. When she heard about my newfound luck on that FM dial. And it's crazy how lately now it just seems to come in waves. What I thought was gonna be the death of me was my saving grace. It's got me thinking that her leaving is the only
finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stick out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. On a duck blind, catfish on a trot line, sunset's about 9 this time of year. We can throw a blanket down,
crickets singing in the background, and more stars than you can count on a night this clear. I tell you what we need to do is grab a sleeping bag or two and build us a little campfire. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. Just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires.
Rep Paisley on 105.5 WIRI. Lots of great events happening this Saturday, everyone, including the Rapids Rumble, where we're going to be at, and we'll talk a little bit more about that next hour. But here's another one that's happening up in Plover at Lake Pequa Park. Great place there. Of course, we were there last weekend with the Celebrate Plover event, and thanks so much for all the folks who stopped by, said hello, told us how much they enjoy listening to our stations. That was really cool. But they have another event coming up this Saturday, everyone. It is the Disability Pride Festival. It's a free event that will have performances and bands featuring people with disabilities, adapted recreation, including adapted cycling and adapted kayaking, disabled owner and operated shops and vendors, art activities, food, and much, much more. Of course, this event is inspired by the Disability Pride Movement, which aims to bring awareness, destigmatization, and honor to the disability identity. It's going from 10 to 4 at 1831 Maple Drive in Plover, which, of course, is Lake Pequa Park. It is free and open to the public, and I hope you can check it out, everyone. A great day happening in Plover. News and weather on the way, then some Corey Kent. Stick around.
Country favorites and classics 24/7. This is 105.5 WIRI.
There's a quote about the importance of setting goals. If you don't know where you're going, any path will take you there. This holds true for things that are important to you financially as well. To set your financial goals, think about your priorities. Outline them as either must-haves, such as a comfortable retirement, or wish list, perhaps a vacation or entertainment. You'll want your goals to be specific. Assign estimate dates and cost to each one so you can plan how much to save and how much time you'll have before you need the money. Next, hold yourself accountable to stay on track. This involves actively tracking your progress, maintaining your focus, and using these time-tested strategies. Diversify, own quality investments, and keep a realistic perspective. A financial advisor can help with this. Finally, enjoy that sense of accomplishment when you reach your goals, seeing your efforts literally pay off.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
Hi, I'm Ashley, a certified radio digital executive. With decades of experience working with small businesses and owning my own, does digital marketing make you feel overwhelmed? Sometimes there are so many choices and packages to choose from. You could just sign up for everything and the kitchen sink, but there's a better way. Call me at 715-496-0710, and I can build the perfect package for your business.
The Local and Lovin' It mini magazine is out in the community. Pick up your books at participating businesses and all 7 nonprofits. Get your book for just $20. They make great gifts, and you can enjoy recipes, jokes, contests, humor, and save over $4,200 in the area. You'll find great local savings on food, drinks, golf, groceries, and save 20% in most local boutiques. In need of service? Enjoy savings on tires, paint, water testing, windows, travel, and even mobility equipment. You can save $1,000 on a used car at Easy Rides and receive $10 a month at Ho-Chunk Casino in Nakusa. Enjoy huge savings at the Hotel Mead in Wisconsin Rapids on food, rooms, and event halls, and save at Three Bears Resort in Warren. Play the contest and win big. Get your local and loving it books today at Avocado's Mexican Grill in Wisconsin Rapids, Houdini's Bar and Grill, The Crowbar on Highway 54 in Nacoosa, Holly Rocks, Johnny's Somewhere Else Bar, and Mickey's Tip-Up in Kellner.
For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Nearly 70 active large-scale wildfires are burning over a million acres in the U.S. alone. And much of this wildfire activity is happening in the Pacific Northwest as well as Canada. And most of the recent ones are caused by dry lightning strikes that happened in dense wooded areas with remote access.
This is really no different than any other year, other than the fact that it is a little bit earlier.
That's Catherine Coele, a Wisconsin DNR wildfire prevention specialist. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the fire control program staff from the state have been mobilized across the western U.S. and even into Canada to help combat the blazes.
So once you get notice of a resource order, you can be mobilized within 24 hours.
Both personnel and engines from Wisconsin have been moved to over 65 out-of-state fire assignments so far this year. But how can we afford to send resources when we have our own problems here?
You know, these experiences, they bring that back to Wisconsin. It's a way for us to improve our program here. They share those experiences. Hey, you know, we did this thing out in Oregon, and it was really cool. And it was a neat way to fight this fire. And it's those strategies are brought back to Wisconsin. So we learn and grow from those experiences when we bring those resources back.
Since we've had recent widespread rain and green vegetation across the state, wildfire activity here has subsided with a minimal fire risk in Wisconsin. Now, this has allowed the DNR to shift focus and help support national wildfire efforts. Right now, 20 different DNR staff have been moved to 12 different states, with three wildland fire engines currently stationed in Oregon. There are also six DNR staff in northern Manitoba and another DNR engine responding to fires in California. Wisconsin firefighters and engines are slated to be on assignment for about 2 weeks or until the fire severity subsides. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. An air quality alert for areas of wildfire smoke today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies and chances for showers and thunderstorms. Comfortable, refreshing highs in the mid-70s. The chances for rain wind down tonight, giving way to a bright but hazy day tomorrow with highs comfortable in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 68.
Back to your country favorites and classics now. 105.5 WIRI.
Second wind, turning these doubles into nothing, trying to drown something burning down in my chest. It's beating me black and blue, like only goodbye will do. Wish I could just drop it, but I got a problem, and it ain't even you. No, it ain't even you. Damn this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you. Keeping me up, I can't help it, it just
Your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on a moonless summer night. Raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls. Every light is burning in a house across town. She's pacing by the telephone in her faded flannel gown, asking for a miracle, hoping she's not right, praying it's the weather that's kept him out all night. And the thunder rolls.
The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm blows all out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder rolls. Waiting by the window when he pulls into the drive. She rushes out to hold him, thankful he's alive. But all the wind and rain, a strange new perfume blows, and the lightning flashes in her eyes, and he knows that she knows. And the thunder rolls. The thunder rolls. The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm blows on out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder.
The thunder on 105.5 WIRI coming up on 11 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Glad to have you along for the second cup as we roll right through. We're getting to noon and Katie Cruz very soon. That means lunchtime is just around the corner, and I know I'm getting hungry, so make sure you get your lunch ready, everyone, and keep it locked right here and listen while you are eating. We got Trace Atkins at the top of the hour right now. Chris Young on 105.5.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna leave. I just had that one drink, and we've all gotta be up early, boys. We ought to shut her down. Just take it to the house before anybody starts getting crazy. So I started walking across the floor before I got to the door. Oh no, somebody just bought a shot of that Patron. Hang on, I just might have to stay.
Classics for all of Central Wisconsin. You've got them right here on 105.5 WIRI.